Well, on the line with us, Senator Gary Peters, who led a hearing and released a report last week on the national drug shortages that we're seeing here in Michigan and across the country, for that matter, including the critical medications like lidocaine, ADHD medication, Adderall, and antibacterial drugs. The senator joins us this morning on the Paul W. Smith Show. Senator, good to talk with you.
Well, good morning to both of you. Good to be with you. Thank you.
So talk about this hearing, and what did you find in your report?
Well, this has been a persistent problem, and we're finding that the problem is actually growing. In fact, at the end of last year, the ongoing shortages of drugs reached a peak of 295 different drugs that are considered in shortage and intermittent, primarily in hospitals with injectable types of medications. In fact, we found that many of our hospitals right in the Detroit area every week have to get together and figure out how they're going to make up for a shortage of a critical medication. And sometimes they can't find an alternative, so they have to ration, particularly with a variety of cancer drugs. Or if they do find an alternative, it is usually less effective and more expensive. So it is simply unacceptable. And a big part of the problem is the fact that we are very concentrated in where we get some of the critical chemicals necessary to make nearly every drug that we have. Most all of those critical chemicals come from two countries. Over 90%, in fact, of the supply comes from India and China, and that is not necessarily reliable. In fact, we're seeing that it's not reliable. We need to be bringing production back to the United States.
Yeah, I was going to say that, you know, those that critical manufacturing needs to be brought here, and because of the production of these supplies in these other countries. How was this brought to your attention, Senator? Were you out and about talking to your constituents and they're saying, listen, I can't find the drug that I need, and I've been on this drug for a long time, and now I can't find it?
Exactly. That's what happened. Actually, we did our first report back in 2019, and it is what we were hearing from hospitals of the problem with shortages. And, of course, some of the shortages are everyday medicines that people are getting. But so we looked into that in 2019, saw the concentration at that time. And, in fact, one of the conclusions that I made in the report back in 2019 was when there is a pandemic in this country, we're going to find ourselves in a very precarious situation, not just with drugs, but all sorts of medical supplies. And unfortunately, that academic report that I put out became very real when we went into the pandemic in 2020. And what we have found is the problem is getting larger and more difficult, not any easier, even though we are now trying to get more transparency as to where are the gaps in these supply chains.
Senator Gary Peters here on the Paul W. Smith Show. Senator, not only does, you know, our dependence on these foreign manufacturers, you know, impact the health and safety of Americans, but it's a detriment to our national security as well, though, right?
Absolutely. You know, and I chair Homeland Security. This is where the committee that did this report is that we need to be secure to make sure that the health and the welfare of Americans is protected, and certainly making sure that patients can get the treatments that are out there is critically important. It's clearly a national defense industry as well. I serve on the Armed Services Committee. I spend a lot of time thinking about making sure the Department of Defense has a secure supply chain to provide the material they need should we go to war. And part of what our report shows is that a significant problem with shortages occurs in antibiotics. And the Department of Defense definitely needs a supply of antibiotics to protect and to treat warfighters if we go to war. So it is a national security, homeland security, and a patient safety issue all in one.
Senator Peters, this is Mark Hollis. It's an honor to have you with us this morning. When the pandemic was in its height, Jay Farner, the CEO of Rocket Companies, pressed us to find a solution, short-term solution, for production of a face mask, one item that was in high demand at the time.
Right.
We did that with Isaac and through the Carhartt offices, and were able to supply to shelters, to first responders, to some hospitals and offices that had people working in them at that time. When you went through this study, is this a residual of the pandemic, or is it something that's broader and bigger than just coming out of that situation?
Well, it is. It's actually broader. It's broader. I mentioned the 2019 report that we did prior to the pandemic. It identified, particularly in drugs, the gaps that occurred then. But there's no question now with the pandemic, it's gotten more severe. It has made it worse that we have more drugs that are in shortage right now. We're finding that there's a very, really a pretty high degree of concentration with companies as well that provide particularly generic drugs. And so you may find that a company that provides a very common generic drug that's used by folks all throughout the United States may only be made in one particular manufacturing facility. And if anything happens to that facility, you're in big trouble because now there's not a supply. There's not any redundancy of having other manufacturers that make that drug. And it's not something you can just turn on a dime. Drug manufacturing is a highly sophisticated manufacturing process. It requires a great deal of capital in order to invest in those facilities. So it really puts us in a precarious situation if there's only one manufacturing plant, sometimes in the world, that makes a pretty commonly used drug that people rely on.
I was hoping to shift gears with you just a little bit, talking about momentum. Momentum is a powerful force. Recently, many entities have been selecting the state of Michigan, have been selecting Detroit. The NFL, of course, is bringing its 24 draft here. The NCAA has chosen the state of Michigan and Detroit for its 27 NCAA Final Four. Those are two of a long list of the draft, the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Sports is a microcosm, but those positive momentums have to be viewed by you and other leaders of the state as something that's positive and exciting for the continued future of our state of Michigan.
There's no question. Absolutely. The momentum is great. And I really appreciate you highlighting those examples. And, you know, what makes Michigan such an attractive place for folks in manufacturing, for example, is the fact that we have highly skilled workers. We know how to make things. I don't believe you can be a great country if you don't actually make things in your country. And when you're thinking about bringing back drug production or bringing back the computer chip production that we were also overly reliant on foreign countries for, if you think about where we should be making all that stuff, Michigan is just the natural place. And as you grow manufacturing, you grow good paying jobs here in our state. And that leads to everybody else wanting to be part of a state that's on the move. And that's what will happen, what can happen. And we're certainly blessed to have a lot of resources to make it happen.
Senator Gary Peters, it's a pleasure talking with you. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Paul W. Smith Show.
Great to be with you. Take care. Have a great day.
You as well. And coming up on the Paul W. Smith Show, Mayor Mike Duggan will be joining us, talking about the District Detroit and the City Council's approval of some transformational brownfield incentives for the plan. That and a lot more as the Paul W. Smith Show continues on at 8:14 on 760 WJR.